Just don't be a donkey. Because right now, you want some real donkey shit.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 5th goes to three people, Jeffrey Spade and a husband and wife named James and Lisa Goy, respectively. Let the record show today's donkey is a teachable moment. I strive to make every Donkey of the Day a teachable moment. Okay, it's free jewelry and all of these. You just got to decode it. But today doesn't really need decoding. It's a cautionary tale. See, Jeffrey Spade and the husband and wife, James and Lisa Goy, are all dead this morning. In fact, this instrumental's too happy, Eddie. I need a little something a little darker, okay? Because Jeffrey Spade and James and Lisa Goy are all dead. I know you're saying to yourself, how could you give Donkey of the Day to dead people? My answer to that is I do this respectfully. All right, word to Justin LaBoy. See, I have to give these three individuals Donkey of the Day so others can live. I repeat, I have to give these three individuals Donkey of the Day so others can live. Now, before we get to the lessons, let me set the stage for you and put you on to why these three individuals are dead. We have two different news reports here, okay? We have WGAL NBC 8 and we have WNEP ABC 16.
Three people, including the shooter, are dead after a dispute over snow shoveling in the town of Plains, Pennsylvania. That's near Wilkes-Barre. The Luzerne County District Attorney says a couple got into a fight with their neighbor. The neighbor then reportedly shot the couple, ages 48 and 50, then went back into his home and killed himself.
Police confirmed the husband and wife are James and Lisa Goy. The shooter, their neighbor across the street, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade. Plains Township Police Chief confirmed that the couple did leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism who will be taken care of now by his grandparents.
Whoa. Let's talk Jeffrey Spade first, okay? The shooter. Uncle Murder tried to tell y'all to respect the shooter. Listen, I'm not making excuses for Jeffrey Spade. He gets all the credit he deserves for being stupid. But people, you have to be very careful. There is a reason people say be kind to everyone you meet, because everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. That was clearly Jeffrey Spade. I don't know what was on his mind. I don't know what he was going through, but everyone has a breaking point. You never know when someone is ready to snap. I think Jeffrey was ready to exit Earth stage left, and since James and Lisa Goy were being disrespectful, he decided to bring them along for the ride. Okay, I told my wife last night, because she'd be having fits of road rage, always tell her to knock that off, because you don't give a F less than somebody else may. Okay, you don't know what folks are dealing with. Some folks wake up in the morning and they don't choose violence. Violence chooses them. And when violence chooses them, if you don't stay out of their way, violence will choose you. How did you wake up this morning? I can tell you how I woke up. I woke up, I prayed, I brushed my teeth, I showered, got dressed, read out of two daily affirmation books, The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and Joel Osteen, Your Best Life. Don't judge me for Joel. It's good stuff in there. And then I went to chant and meditate for 10 minutes. See, I set my intention for today. I wake up on the energy I plan to be on. Does it sound like I plan to be violent to anyone today? Never mind the fact that I got in the car and listened to a little bit of Cicely Tyson's book, Just As I Am, on Audible. Number one book in the country, by the way. Never mind the fact that from there I went to listen to Time Today by Moneybagg Yo and then Neighbors by Pooh Shiesty and Big 30. I don't care that I threw it back and was listening to Pastor Troy No More Play and Master P Make Him Say this morning. None of that matters, because that's what gives me peace of mind. That's a mentally healthy diet to me. Ratchet and righteous is the perfect balance, the yin and the yang of life. But some people aren't balanced. Jeffrey Spade clearly was one of those people. Not making excuses for him, just telling you, I understand hurt people. And when you don't deal with your trauma will deal with you. In this case, Jeffrey's trauma dealt with him and James and Lisa Goy. Now let's get to James and Lisa Goy. James and Lisa Goy, James and Lisa Goy, rest in peace. I'm reading this article on CNN and it says the Goys were shoveling snow from their parking spots across the street onto Jeffrey Spade's property. Jeffrey simply asked him to stop. And the article says the argument then escalated quickly. We actually have actual audio from the surveillance video. If you already saw the surveillance video, I'm not going to play the gunshots of when they got murdered. I just want y'all to hear the argument. This all started because James and Lisa Goy were shoveling snow from their parking spots across the street onto Jeffrey Spade's property. Jeffrey simply asked them to stop, and then this argument escalated. Listen.
Scummy motherfucker. Jesus.
Whoa.
Christ.
Whoa, you?
Whoa, me? Yeah.
Go ahead. You know what?
Call me a scummy motherfucker. Step out here. I'll knock your ass out. F*** you.
you. I'll make your life live in hell living here, cat. You're a pussy. Fuck you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The person who said, I'll make your life a living hell living here was James Goy. Okay? Why did it have to go there? All right, the Goys were shoveling snow from their parking spot onto Jeffrey Spade's property. Jeffrey asked them to stop. Why didn't it stop? Full stop. You know you're doing something wrong by putting your snow on his property, making more work for him. Why and how did both of you let your egos get the best of you to where y'all felt like y'all could continue to violate that man in this way? Some people may look at that video and listen to y'all disrespecting Jeffrey and say to themselves, y'all got what you deserve. Nope, I don't see it like that. I wish Jeffrey and James would have just fought. But that's the point. That's not my decision to make. And it wasn't James and Lisa's choice on how Jeffrey should react. See, it's always easy to say someone went too far after the fact. But what does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time? You can't tell someone how to react. You might push somebody and they might pull out a chopper and clap you and everyone around you. Did that person go too far? Sure, in my book, but not in theirs. You shouldn't have pushed them. Do you understand people get killed for less? I'm giving you an example right now of two people getting killed for less. Leave people to F alone. The golden rule that we learned in kindergarten. What is it? Repeat after me. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How hard is that to do, people? Okay? Now, the Goys, as you heard, left behind a 15-year-old son with autism. That's tragic. And yet another reason they should have thought before they acted. Think before you speak. See, we all have things to lose. We also all have things to live for. The thought of your 15-year-old son with autism should have been enough to keep you from cursing somebody out for something you were doing wrong. But that's ego. The number two sign that your ego is in control is when you find yourself in a feisty discussion and you just can't back down until you have won the argument. Guess what? None of y'all won the argument. Nobody wins when ego is in control. And all three of y'all were letting your egos control you. And guess who ultimately won? The mortuary. Okay? To everybody out there who can hear my voice, before you talk, listen. Before you react, think. Because once those words leave your mouth, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten. Too bad. None of y'all are here anymore to forgive each other. Please give Jeffrey Spade, Lisa Goy, and James Goy the biggest hee-haw, respectfully. Yes, respectfully, rest in peace.
Man, that was a crazy video to watch.
Sadly, I watched it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on.
All right, now let's switch gears, okay? It's all Friday, right. So you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday! We was off, but it don't matter, because I don't care about this topic, because it's triggering. What is it?
Why don't you care? Now, you came up with this topic.
That is a lie.
You said, you know what I want to talk about? You did. I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. I came back and I said, what are we talking about for Freaky Friday?
None of this is true.
And you said, I want to talk about, is it ever too big?
This is just
right? Is the penis, you said, is the penis ever too big? Would you turn down a big penis? And then you said, I wouldn't.
This is simply not true. This is just not true.
So what happened?
This all stemmed from y'all watching Trey Songz videos this week and somebody else, whoever the... What was
you
the,
watched it too. You were the one that said, how do we know that's him?
That is true. But Taylor was watching some other guy and then y'all started having a conversation about how y'all have had to turn down D's because they were too big and I didn't even know that was a thing. So
I didn't have this conversation. That was you guys.
Oh my God. So what's the question?
Okay, but we're asking you guys, is it ever too big? Have you ever had to turn it down, men and ladies? You know, ladies, you can answer, but men too, I'm sure y'all have had that experience. You can call us up, 800-585-1051. Have you ever said, nah, that thing is too big?
How did that even feel to be that guy? Speaking of ego, that's got to be an amazing ego boost, right? When a woman when a woman tells you that she can't handle it because it's too big, wow. I can't say. I would never know that feeling.
We'll talk about it. Call us up. Let us know what your thoughts are, ladies and men.
That's right. It's The Breakfast Club.